Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The longest tenured owner in the NFL and the oldest owner in all of professional sports passed away today at the age of 102. What an amazing life. Dan Hampton. Hampton OB, you know our buddy Dan Hampton. You've had some beautiful experiences with her, right?
Well, I guess you could say I've known her for 46 years. So over the years, she was my favorite of the McKeskies. She was the only one that never yelled at me. All the other ones always, do this, do that. She, you know, in 1983, Mr. Hallis died. And kind of in an abstract way, she became the face of the franchise, if you will, and the matriarch of the NFL. Obviously, she was born a couple of years after the whole shooting match started in 1920. And to see the journey that the NFL, pro football, the whole city of Chicago has been on for 100 years, what a life. It was sad to hear, but She's in the big skybox right now, and she'll be watching the new coach and the new football team come September.
Did she ever give you a piece of advice that you remember?
No, and you know what? She would make small talk, but she very seldom had anything to say about the team. But, you know, back in the day, we'd get on the plane after we win a game. You know, our defense got after people, and would be getting on the plane, and she'd be sitting up front, and she'd always make eye contact and give me a thumbs up. And I was like, hey, that's better than a paycheck. When this lady tells you that you did a great job, it meant a lot.
Is there any other female in the NFL like her or that could even be compared to her?
No, ma'am. And, you know, there was a lady in the NFL, Georgia Frontier, that took over the Rams after her husband was found floating in the ocean. But that's another story for another day. She was the kind of a flamboyant owner that did the big bashes and parties in L.A. and blah, blah, blah. Virginia McKeskey was completely different. She would normally have one of her sons escort her around, whether it was at Hallis Hall, on the road, at the stadium, wherever it may be. She wasn't, you know, into the big, what would you call it, the fanfare. She loved the game. She loved the team. And, you know, she really loved the players. There were some players that, I guess, maybe, you know, back in the 40s, 50s, 60s, that evidently she had a crush on. And I would hear stories by Dick Butkus and Ed Obradovich and people like that would tell me, you know, oh, her favorite player was Rick Caceres or whoever it was. So, yeah, she was a delight.
That's lovely. And you know, Kevin said that she lived a fairly humble life. Like, she could have been living in some big mansion and, you know, living that big life that others have, but she didn't, did she?
Not at all. And again, you know, unfairly, the modern era, she and the whole family has been given a bum rap about, you know, they're cheap and they don't pay players. I wish I had a fraction of what they have wasted on coaches and players that didn't pan out. They were paying. And she realized that early on. And after the 87 strike, everything changed with free agency. And when, to my knowledge, when the GM or the head coach would go to the family and say, look, we want to make a trade for this player, or we want to sign this player in free agency, there was never any pushback. It was about, what do we have to do to win again and make the Bears, you know, great. And, you know, before her husband, Ed McKeskey, passed away, he would be on the plane, and just about the time we'd land, the wheels would come down, and he would get on the PA system and sing, Bear Down, Chicago. And it was, I mean, They didn't do that in Dallas. They didn't do that, you know, in Green Bay. But right. It was something they did here in Chicago, and we all felt very special to be a part of it.
I'm so glad that you took time to share your sentiments today and remember Virginia McCaskey. And we'll chat with you again tomorrow, okay, Hamp?
Sounds good. God bless.